Is feedback something you really want? Feedback coming from an electronic device like your phone or a microphone is something you definitely want to try to avoid. Feedback from other people, although difficult to receive, should be embraced. In fact, it's a gift. And if someone doesn't give you direct feedback about your pitch, performance, work, then you should ask for it. Before you move on from someone who passes on your pitch, ask the person you're pitching for feedback. Why did they pass up the opportunity you were offering them? Was there an aspect of the pitch that didn't resonate with them? Or was it just bad timing? If you can get any form of feedback, it may help you save the pitch or give you great insight on how to approach your pitch with the next person. The pitch challenge today: make a habit of asking for feedback and face your fears head on. This practice of asking for feedback can help you in pitching media, but also in other areas of your life, including your job or your job search, and even in both personal and professional relationships. It's especially important to be proactive and ask for feedback if you are in an environment where there aren't regular reviews given of your work, or if you are working for yourself or remotely in your own home office. Why is our first reaction to always resist feedback? It may mean we have to change or improve something we are doing, and it's hard to admit to ourselves that we didn't have a great idea or that our performance wasn't at the level it could be. But if you can reframe how you view feedback and establish goals on why you are asking for feedback, it'll be easier to swallow. And guess what? You'll likely get better at everything you do.